We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As we speak in Rome, or just outside of Rome, in the Vatican, the Pope has summoned the highest ranking officials in the Catholic Church for a 4-day summit on sexual abuse and the clergy in the Catholic religion.
Yeah, and a lot of the focus today, we understand, has been on those in the Vatican specifically, but also in the hierarchy of the church who have worked to cover up the abuses of the past. But the topic is so broad, and the Pope came up with 21 things that he gave them at the very beginning, saying these were his suggestions.
And the Pope said the holy people of God are looking at us, expecting not only simple and predictable condemnation, but concrete and effective measures to put in place. We need to be concrete. And joining us this morning is the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, David Zubik. Bishop, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and John, and good morning to all your listeners.
What are your hopes for what comes out of Rome?
Well, I think the first hope is already being accomplished. You know, it's my firm belief that if wounds have to heal, they have to be exposed. And I think, you know, certainly we've been dealing with looking at that issue, certainly in our own country and in the state of Pennsylvania and in our own diocese, you know, for some time now. But now I think the Pope is so concerned to say, well, we've got to take a look at this from the perspective of the entire world. And so that's why he invited the presidents of the bishops' conferences from every country in the world to come to Rome for discussion. And, you know, one of the things when the Pope was flying back from Panama for World Youth Day, he said, here's the purpose of the two things. First of all, he said he wants to make sure that every bishop throughout the world knows there's a problem. Now, we may say, well, that sounds kind of strange, but there are a lot of countries in the world that aren't even acknowledging that this is a serious problem. It's a crime. And then the second thing that the Pope said, we want to have this meeting so that we start to take a look at what has to be done down the road. And I think, you know, while we've been doing a lot of things here, it's going to be important for us to hear universally where the Pope says we need to be able to go to heal as a church that's universal.
In the United States, and of course we have a connection to Archbishop DiNardo, Pittsburgh connection, but there was a Dallas charter that says how to handle priests who are accused and what would the procedure be to deal with them. And then some say that's a procedure for the priest, but there was nothing for bishops who would cover this kind of thing up. And it's like a politician where they make laws that applies to the people but not to themselves. Are we doing enough to make a real change? Because, you know, Bishop, you've heard that you've been at the end of some very blunt conversations and hearing from Catholics expressing their concerns about getting to the bottom of this. And what do you say to Catholics now?
And I agree with them. We have to do that. And I think there's no question about, you know, the direction. I can say, and I made a promise after listening to lots of people at four general listening sessions and lots of other meetings that I've had one-on-one with victims and with small groups, there has to be change in the church. And what promise I made was that before Ash Wednesday, I was going to be releasing a pastoral letter. And I'm almost finished with it. I'm going to be meeting with a group of lay folks today, you know, who love the church very much and are looking for some changes as well as too. So I see that as another opportunity to be able to listen. I think that your distinction there about what happened with the Dallas Charter in 2002 and where we are today, and especially because there was nothing in that charter that spoke about bishops, well, that was something that we all intended to address when we were at the bishops' meeting in November. But I think if you take a look at those 21 points that the Pope has said are going to be discussed at this particular summit, that's one of them. And so my hope is that is going to be something that's going to be addressed.
Bishop, there have been so many chapters of this story that have opened as it has progressed along. I mean, the original grand jury report out of Pennsylvania, and then the reports around the world of priest abuse of nuns. And now this morning, out of the Vatican and out of Rome, we hear the story of nuns being accused of abusing young people, including young girls. Are you aware of, and I hate to put you on the spot like this, but are you aware of any local nuns who the church has dealt with because of that kind of an allegation?
I think in the past, you know, been, you know, some, you know, expressions of that, because sometimes people will call our offices to indicate that they were abused by sisters. And then what we do in that case is then contact the religious superiors of that congregation to try to address the situation. Because, you know, when it comes in those instances, that becomes the responsibility of the leaders of those religious orders. But I think, you know, the bigger question here is, as all of this stuff begins to surface, once again, I want to go back to what I said at the beginning. Wounds have to be exposed to heal. But I also want to say that not only is this a time for all of us as the church to start to look at ways in which we have to do things differently and how we can help people heal. This also becomes a clarion call for everybody in society. Because, you know, obviously this ugly stuff that continues to be put forward, and all the victims who have really suffered so severely, there are lots of other areas of society where this is happening. And I think by this being exposed the way that it is, it's calling all of us, whether it's in the church or not in the church, to really work to work against, you know, horrific abuse that really destroys people's lives.
I think a lot of people for years suspected that there were a few bad apples, if you will, but I don't think anyone anticipated how pervasive it is. And it's not only in Pennsylvania, as we have found out, it's around the world globally, and it has been a tremendous disappointment to Catholics or otherwise, and it has been a, you know, constant exposure. As John just said, this is a new revelation about issues with some nuns. It seems overwhelming and to some insurmountable at this time.
And I think I would disagree with you on the second one, Larry. It's not insurmountable, because I think if we work together, and certainly from the perspective of the church, I really believe that God has given us the strength to be able to move forward. That's all part of the whole ministry of Jesus, to look for healing people, and I think that's what he's calling us to be able to do now. So, you know, my motto is nothing is impossible with God. Maybe, you know, this is another time when I'm looking at us to say, well, we can really work together. We can really help each other heal and move on, because the ultimate destination is for us to become more like Jesus, whose name we bear.
Well, this is a conversation we hope to be able to continue with you at other days and other times, Bishop, but we appreciate your candor this morning.
God bless you, and thank you for connecting. It's always good to be with you and with your listeners, and hope that we can be praying together that we can all address this tragedy and help heal people, and also help our whole society to move forward.
Bishop David Zubik on KDK Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.